Hey, wake up. We are almost there. Good grief. I know some people like to sleep on long rides, but come on. Don't make this any harder for the both of us. But then again, it's not like there's anything else to do, is there? Your stuff? What stuff? Last I saw, you didn't board with anything. Are you still half asleep or something? Relax, relax. It's not like I'm checking for your ticket. Not like we can kick you off or anything. Oh, by the way, sorry if I'm being too intrusive, but can I get your name? Sorry, it just gets so boring working in the same train car, and when there's only one passenger in a car, things get really awkward, and I just feel like I should talk to them instead of glancing at them every once in a while, you know? It's not like we have smartphones to look at to pretend we're busy. That's the thing with people these days, isn't it? They're all so busy with their lives and their business that they stop caring about the people around them. I'm sorry for rambling and laying it into you like that. Guess I was just reminded of some other things. Anyway, your name? It's good to meet you. Okay, don't worry about ID or anything. Just follow the directions in the guide when you get off and... Yes, what is it? Of course you died! Does this look like a normal train to you? Oh no, don't you start. There might only be one of you, but I've had cardfuls of people screaming and begging me to give me a second chance! Or just another minute. Oh. You're not that scared? Well, that's kind of... Nope. You won't make a big deal out of it. So I won't too. Come on. Don't you know girls hate gloomy guys? Despite what most people think, that dark, brooding, stoic type really doesn't do it for us. That attitude is the last thing we need down here, you know? I mean, this is one of the most important moments of your life, and you're missing it. At least, try to look forward to it. Why's the ride to the afterlife on a train? Well, there are a lot of different religions, right? So, there would obviously be many ways to get to the afterlife. Their followings and customs change with the times, and by we, I mean the HR department, I guess, try to be as accommodating as possible to new tenants. What? It's just like back home? Of course it is! The whole bureaucracy thing might be a bit stuffy, but it works. And it was a lot worse in the past when we just dumped people in brimstone pits, all biblical style, and... Oh. I thought you were a smidgen more interesting than most people that come here, but now I see that you're just as stupid. You don't even care that you're dead, do you? People like you. Despite what you might think and feel about others, they try. They try to make things better, or at least try to make themselves better. I don't know what you've been through or how you ended up like this, but you know what? Everyone gets screwed over at some point. Everyone screws up. Sometimes because of other people, and sometimes it's because they do it themselves. Hell, often for no reason at all. You think I wanted to be a glorified secretary when I died? Trust me, no one thinks they should end up here, but the fact is, they do. Everyone does. But everyone gets over it. You need to get over it. If you don't, well, you have all the time in the world to change your mind. Here it is. The literal last stop. If it's any encouragement, the people here are a lot more helpful than anyone you might know upstairs. After all, the better they work, the more benefits they rack up. Punishment! I told you, we tried that before, and we found that positively motivating our tenants tended to get way better results. You can't fake good work, after all. Don't be so scared. Maybe you just needed a wake-up call like this to jumpstart you back into gear. Oh, here's a little tip before you go. Learn how to have some fun in the afterlife. And... not just in selfish ways. Learn how to have fun with others. Understand that everyone has a role to play. See from another's perspective, and so on. Trust me, that goes a long way.